Hello and welcome to the West City Church podcast. If you'd like to get to know us more, find us at westcitychurch.com.au. We really hope that you're encouraged by today's message.
I'll come up here so I can put my bag down. Good morning. I'm going to read you a poem by Henry Scott Holland. Death is nothing at all. I have only slipped away to the next room. I am I, and you are you. Whatever we were to each other, that we still are. Call me by my old familiar name. Speak to me in the easy way which you always used. Put no difference into your tone. Wear no forced air of solemnity or sorrow. Laugh as we always laughed, at the little jokes we enjoyed together. Play, smile, think of me, pray for me. Let my name be ever the household word that it always was. Let it be spoken without effect, without the trace of a shadow on it. Life means all that it ever meant. It is the same that it ever was. There is absolute unbroken continuity. Why should I be out of mind because I am out of sight? I am but waiting for you, for an interval, somewhere, very near, just around the corner. All is well. When I was thinking about doing the communion thought this morning, and that's all it is, it's a collection of thoughts, but I really felt to talk about death because it is, after all, Lent. We've just celebrated Ash Wednesday. And communion is a time when we celebrate death as well as life. And who knows that death is just a part of life. Grief is a part of life. And we need to address that. We need to remember it. There's a verse in 1 Corinthians 15 that says, O death, where is your sting? Grave, where is your victory? Jesus refers to his victory over death and the grave as having robbed death and the grave of fear, etc. And 1 John 4 says there's no fear in love, for perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. He that fears is not made perfect in love. So if you fear death because of bad theology, because of churches you've grown up with that talked about hell and damnation, etc., then know that you have actually been taught wrongly and you need to look for something else, because it's not in line with the nature of God. And Isaiah says, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. So as we come to the communion table this morning, if you have fear, bring it. Bring it and lay it before the Lord. I have a couple of suggestions. Come to remember and to be grateful that Jesus died for you and rose again. Come with your fears and lay them at the feet of Jesus. Talk to somebody. If you're afraid of death, if death holds fear for you, then talk to somebody about it. And find the truth about death and hell, what the Bible really says about that. And the other thing I want to say is talk to your family and talk to your kids about death. Peter and I talk about death because his heart is failing and he's getting older. He'll be 80 soon. Thank God for that. But death is something that we talk about in the family, and death comes to us all. So it may come in old age, but you know, there will be people around you who die well before their time, and you need to be prepared, and you need to prepare your children for that. So talk about it. So that's my encouragement for this morning as you come to the table.
Thank you, guys. Oh, it's a booming voice, isn't it? Oh, Mel, amazing. Well, we're in our third week of the West, what we're calling the Way of Grace. And it's kind of, if you're here for the first time, each week is a standalone. I would encourage you to just check out the podcasts. You can get them on through the website, or if you have podcast app, either on your iPhone or Android. You can just look up West City Church, and they've been really great to talk about not what we're going to do, but who we want to become as we are on this pilgrimage with Jesus. And this morning, I thought I'd do something a little bit different, because week one, Kelly talked about the heart of grace, and obviously the sermon title, as you can see, the series title is The Way of Grace. Kelly talked about the heart of grace, and last week I talked about the values of grace, and this week we want to talk about the ways of grace, the different ways we want to respond to this beautiful invitation by Jesus. And there's nothing better, I think, this morning than doing it with the other person I co-lead this church with. And we have, by the way, a leadership structure here where we have like a co-leadership kind of picture. We have teams of three throughout our whole church, and we love that we actually have that strength. And Mel Longerhurst is the girl I'm going to invite up this morning. Come on. Yes. We love this lady, hey? Mel takes care of a lot of the operations, but also inputs really in a spiritual way into the life of the big picture of this church. And also, as you, anyone who's known Mel for more than 5 minutes will know, the details. Anyone who's known me for more than 5 minutes know there are no details. So we make a good team, I reckon. And Mel, we'll kick it off today. I'll give you this mic. Should I give you this one, or is that okay, Josh, this mic?
Hello.
Yeah? Mel, you've been on holiday. I think it was New Zealand, wasn't it? For like, you went on holiday for 5 weeks? 6 weeks? How was it?
It was so wonderful. We were just immersed in God's beauty the whole time. That's what it felt like to me. Just remind me. The beauty in nature, but the beauty in the time that we had together as well. And I was just really grateful for that time, just to soak all that up. And that was part of when I was praying about and thinking about today. Just that I hope that others would find that time regularly as well, just where you just feel cared for and loved, and you're just soaking up his love and beauty. And part of the reason I felt really cared for was just the time with my family, because life gets busy and it's a bit harder in day to day. But holidaying with Dave, if anyone knows Dave, this is the guy that you want to go on holidays with. He has researched the weather, the best place to get coffee, where to get your fresh bread, what to do for the day, the full itinerary, all the logistics. And we do a complete role reversal when we're on holidays. So he just, yeah, did an awesome job of that. So that also, that sort of, to me, just, that was part of me feeling wrapped up and cared for and loved by God, was that with Dave and the kids as well. I hope it's okay. Steve, yeah, I just, if it's okay, I hope you don't mind, I'll just share a couple of photos, because there's only two or three. This is just the beauty of God in nature and creation, like the colour and the vibrancy of all the flowers. Like, that was right outside our camper van. Yeah, just amazing. And I think there was one more. Oh, yeah. And that was, you'd like that. That was my tie into the pilgrimage. So it was a bit of a pilgrimage for me, because I got to just have a rest from everything else and just soak up his love and time with him. And yeah, so that was the holiday. Yeah, thanks for letting me indulge about that.
Yeah, I'm surprised you came back. Like, yeah.
We did have a couple of conversations about some of the beautiful places that we could stay, but no.
Yeah. Mel, like I shared, we've been talking about the heart of grace that we want to have here as a church and the values of a grace-filled life. Can you tell us this morning a bit about the ways of grace that we want to live out as a church, as a leader here and as someone who's got a great view of where we're going and what we're doing. I'd love you to share a little bit about that.
This is not in my script, but it's been a beautiful thing for me in this role and getting to know this church together, because I get the privilege of seeing all the different parts and how they all tie together, and there really is so many lovely things. But last time I had my quiet time away, I was reflecting on the church and what the church means to me and why I love West City so much. And when I was thinking about all the different things we were doing, it reminded me how important Sundays are, because it's easy to forget how important and how beneficial it is to come together on a Sunday. So that was my first answer to that question, that to live out our ways and the heart and values is to continue to gather as a healthy community of faith for worship. Like, I love the worship every week and get so much out of it. Prayer during the service and with each other. Scripture, communion, the table, and just the encouragement and connection that I get. And I know hopefully a lot of us get that too when we just come together. So that was my number one sort of first example, the Sunday services. And that's just about giving glory to God, listening to the Holy Spirit and encountering Jesus. Like, I feel really grateful that most Sundays I come here, it feels like a really thin space where I do feel like I get to encounter Jesus and feel that. So I'm very grateful and mindful of that. And the other way for me is on the Sunday service, but other times as well, just the way that we can feel and I feel God's love through connection to other people, whether it's conversations or someone helping you or just the really simple things. Like this morning, I'm handing out, putting the cards on the pews, getting a bit rushed, and Stu and Scott just came over and said, oh, can we do that for you, Mel? And I was like, oh, thank you. Like, just lots of little things like that. Yeah, so worship, pray, reading and pondering scripture, coming to the table together. And just that time, set aside time in the week where we get to draw close to God and we reflect, and then we go out into our weeks hopefully feeling more refreshed, refocused and remembering the larger story and the larger purpose. Like, I've had times years ago when I came and I'd come every week and I'd be in tears because there was a lot of things going on that were a bit hard in my life, and I would just feel held in that time. So I hope that that's felt by people here too. So just coming and resting or being, if that's what it is for you. And all of that is wrapped up, I guess, in our church's mission to be and make disciples for the good of the world. So that's why we come and that's why we do that. Secondly, I've already talked about it, the way that we live out our values is continuing on our pilgrimage together and one anothering. So I've already given a couple of examples about that. And just that we walk together and hopefully we grow in our faith and service and sharing what we have together. Yeah, I've already touched on that. The one anothering is such a beautiful part of this church, and just that we always speak encouraging words to each other and appreciate each other and care for and serve each other. And the last one, and probably the most important, is the way we live out that grace and our values is reaching beyond this church, and the way we reach out to the community in our normal lives, and also with offers of practical support and generosity through our common purse, or through things that Bronze group, the Love in Action, where they're actually reaching beyond, and just that we go out.
I love the idea of the welcome and the go of Christ. You know, as we've been practicing, just what Jesus said is important when we come together. There's this beautiful rhythm that we get when we gather on Sunday as a community and then scatter to be the church of the world.
As we've been praying about and planning for this year, this is nothing new from last year, but one of the really important things for our church is the importance of community life because of all those things that I've just talked about. So we're really intentional about community life at West City, and these are the opportunities that we create for each other to live out the heart and values of our church. So our church is all of us. It's not Phil, it's not, it's we are the church, all of us as a community. So the opportunities we create for that. And this was come up with a long time before I got to West City, but the life in community life stands for the L's for love, the I's for inclusion, the F is for faith, and the E is for everyone. So our prayer is that each person who comes through these doors finds a way to belong and connect within our beautiful community and our church community, and that they engage and find ways that are most suitable for them, because we're all different. We all might want this much connection. We might want this much. We might want to do it this way. Someone else might want to do it that way. So it's just about finding your space, your people, your connection, the way that you want to engage. And this was something that the community life team, Josh and Beck and Phil, shared with us at a meeting recently about just wanting it to be a place where if people are there that they can just thrive and that they can feel joyful, and that we just want people to feel seen and that they're loved. It's as simple as that, really. So can you give us some examples about of what we're talking about there, about community life and some of the things? Oh, that was mine.
That's yours. Yeah.
He does this. I end up getting all the...
This is an easy gig for me this morning. Yeah. It's fantastic. It's beautiful. Yeah, I want some practical...
Yeah.
Because you know I'm not a details person, yeah. Right? So you're the one. It'd be great to... So we've got weekend services or Sunday services. Mm. We've got our community life. And can I just say in regards to that, like Mel said, we realise that everyone is on their own journey and wants to connect the way you want to connect. And there is not hoops where you jump through that, you know, when you jump through that final hoop, you are the most committed, amazing Christian in this church. We actually think there's beautiful spaces. When I went through my difficult stuff several years ago now, I found it so meaningful to come to the service and come to the table and hear someone talking. Sometimes someone put a hand on my shoulder. That was enough. I didn't want to hear, how are you? Because I couldn't unpack it. And someone said that to me today and I thought, so true. But you know what? I would run out after, and I said this before, I would sneak out there and no one was like ringing me up. Why didn't you come and chat with everyone out the back? Because that was a meaningful space for me. And yet we want to make sure that, you know, wherever people want to connect and however people want to journey, just start the pilgrimage and hopefully there'll be something that is your size and your fit. And so give us some practicals, Mel, even though you asked me the question.
Well,
knowing it's back on you.
The obvious one would be home churches, and we've been talking about that a lot, but I've never shared my experience with home church, and I can see some people in my home church here today. That's been one of the most lovely things for me. And Dave, you would say that too. If I'm ever not going to go, you're going, because that's the best thing that you do. But I do always want to go. But yeah, my home church is one of the highlights of my week, just journeying with people. We share different resources. We share podcasts. You just check in with how you're going. It's just a really, I don't know, I could go on and on. But if you're not in a home church and you haven't found that, I'd encourage that. The Connect groups, Rob does the coffee, Mavis does the Wednesday morning tea for the seniors, Stu and Ash are in the gardens on Sunday, Jason's talked about young adults. There's multiple camps through the year. One of my favourites, and I think a lot of...
I love the camps as well, by the way. That's why I run them.
Yeah. The community lunches where Loris and the team put on beautiful food for us, but it's just about sharing a meal together and talking together at our town hall meetings about how we're going as a church and getting input and feedback. There's high teas, there's picnics in the park that our creche volunteers run for the young families, and today's lunch was just another example where all these things are just opportunities that pop up in our community that people think, oh, I'd like to do this, so then they just come and have a chat and, yeah, let's do that. Yeah, and we've just been really encouraged by all the new ideas and invitations that have come forward from people over the last while as well. It's lovely.
Yeah, you know, I wasn't going to say this, but that's one of my reflections. It's like you might think, if you're new here, that we have this top-down, like, events thing that we put on. Actually, all this stuff bubbles up from people going, oh, I reckon I'd like to do that. And we feel our role is to facilitate that happening, isn't it? Mm. So a lot, if not all of those things, haven't been great ideas we've had. They've just been great ideas we've had, and we get to, like, live them out. Mm. And you know what? We try stuff sometimes, don't we? And we fail, and it doesn't work. And it's not like, oh, you know, that's terrible. No one came to that. It's like, well, maybe we just say, hey, that didn't work, and, you know, it might be a wrong season or whatever. Let's try something else. Yeah, so.
We have all those things on our website. There's a church calendar, which is gathered from feedback last year, so anyone can look at everything that's going on and planned, or have a look where there's a gap or where you might want to add something in there. So that's another way of including everyone, that all the invites are there for everyone to see. If you're a planner and like to put things in your diary ahead of time, you can do that.
The other way we want to live out the heart and life of West City, kind of the West City way, the way of grace, is our focus this year on discipleship and spiritual formation. So we believe that, you know, Jesus calls us to walk with him. So we want to lean into that, don't we, as a community, and what that looks like. So maybe you could share a bit about that with us.
So our prayer, as we've sort of said before, is to see people grow in their love for God. And that can be through knowledge, spiritual practices and relationship, and for lots of other ways. And for that, growing in our love for God to be reflected in our everyday life and actions. So we are organised, and we have robust systems and plans and frameworks, and some people would say too many emails, too many dates, and really strong governance structures now, and some really good healthy church scaffolding from the work that a lot of people before me have put in place. But the beauty of all of that is it allows us to be open and flexible and listening. So if we have those frameworks, we can then not completely relax, but just be open to listening, to praying, and nimble enough to change or move direction if and when we need to. And we're really looking forward, speaking of that, next weekend all of our leaders are going away on an overnight retreat together, and that's what most of that weekend is going to be about. Everyone's done their planning, they've spoken to their ministry teams and their people and their volunteers, so we're really looking forward to listening and praying together next weekend.
Also, we have a lot of fun as well when we go up to Lancelin. It's a good laugh.
Secondly, I think everyone would agree our teaching team, in terms of spiritual discipleship and spiritual formation, it's our intention that we have a wide variety in our teaching team, because there's so much depth in this church. So you know all the different people who speak, so I won't name their names, but there's at least six of them who get up and share their encouragements, their insights, what's been striking them about scripture. We also have been mindful, and again, Neil, Chiz and Kelly and others have helped come up with the teaching plan for the year. So that's based around the liturgical calendar, as well as in terms of discipleship and spiritual formation, what different topics we want to be talking about during the year. And not just what's set up here, but then trying to offer books and resources or apps so that for the people who do want to go deeper, there's that option as well. And also that's the idea of the home churches or the connect groups, that's when you can have some more deep conversations about those things.
There's another thing that we started last year, and it's pop-up groups. And we're actually folding those into our discipleship and spiritual formation kind of heart this year, if you like. What are pop-up groups, I hear you ask? Has anyone ever seen pop-up cafes? You know, I love those. They just appear and then disappear, probably when they go broke. But we have these ideas pop-up. It's 3 to 6 or 7 week group that our community, which is full of incredible people, gifted people, talented people, people with lots of skills, we can run a group, and You know, our desire is to, like, live the love of God well. That's just our desire. I know that's all of our desire, like, live the love of God well, to be, like, decent human beings created in God's image that walk well with those around us and walk well with our Creator. And so we've had, like, a bunch of different pop-up groups. And, you know, there's a fear of commitment, right? FOC, fear of commitment. Because sometimes when we're in church, it's like, oh, well, you know, maybe you're like, I'm not ready to go to a home church and be there till I'm 93 years of age or whatever. But I would like to go to a course on nonviolent communication or Socratic discussion, and or I'd like to join Phil's Body, Mind and Soul 21-day challenge coming soon to a church near you. Three different levels. No, anyway, I won't talk about it here, but I'll throw it out. But so pop-up group, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, doable, right? Especially in our busy lives. But we also believe that as we do this, we're learning how to walk with Jesus well, how to live life well, how to be enriched in our lives, not just in our church life, but every aspect of our lives. And we have some incredible stuff. You heard last week about Karen and Nikki's stuff that they're wanting to be doing. And there's so many, right? So many. So I guess that's part of our bigger picture here. Mm. I've totally gone off script, so no, you help me pull it back. We're nearly finished, by the way, so you might be wondering, wow, so much information. You know, a lot of this stuff you can talk to us about, and you will just see it unfolding like a flower happening anyway around you. But Mel, bring me back on track in the name of Jesus. Amen.
The last thing about discipleship and spiritual formation was, this is another thing that keeps coming back to me. There's and something that I've been so touched by and has really helped me. All the kind and accessible role models that there are within our church. So you could literally go and have a coffee or a chat with anyone out the back, and every time I speak to someone, I learn something new, or it gives me something extra to think about, or I find out a way that they put the go into practice in their life. Or so my encouragement for that would be, access all of that. And it doesn't need to be formal, but it could even be formal. Like, you could say to someone, could we have a chat? Like, I know Peter did that with Karen's dad, and there's lots of those connections that happen. But just to say, could we have a monthly coffee and just talk about faith, or talk about questions, or could you help keep me on track? Or, well, you're not on track, but you know what I mean. Like, and for me, that's what my home church helps with. But yeah, that was our, let's use the resources that we've got and each other for that. And the other thing, I can't remember who said it to me about 2 weeks ago, someone here, about how we can, might have been Moira or one of the ladies, about how there's so much to learn from, and this is one of my favourite things about church, the age span that we've got. Like, if you, and Josh, I was really glad Josh came and joined us on the Godly Play training and a few others. Even if you went and sat out in one of the stories that the kids do with Godly Play and just had a wonder and a think, that gives you different insights into God and what he might be saying or doing in your life. So yeah, whether it's old, young, in between. And we talked about prayer, but that was the final point to finish on, that's the other lovely thing about here. There's always someone who would genuinely love to pray for you here. So whether you come up the end for prayer at the end of a service, or whether you just went and said to someone, hey, I'm struggling at the moment, do you think you could sit with me, or do you think we could have a coffee during the week? Or like Kevin Neal, he's out the back with the kids. Kevin Neal just rang me on Tuesday, this is how lovely it is, and just asked, he gave me some advice which was wanted and I was very glad about, but he asked if he could pray for me. So he just prayed for me over the phone, and that just carried me through the whole week. I thought, what a... Like, we could do that for each other, and I know many of you do that, but yeah.
What's your heart for this community as we move forward into this year? Yeah, what's your heart? What's your prayer? Because we're talking about prayer. Mm. We have been trying to listen to the Spirit together, corporately, individually, about who we become as a church and trying to walk well. Mm. What's your prayer? What's your desire for us?
I want to see this place, or continue to see this place, at God's house, to thrive and continue into the long term. And Danielle and Kiralee said this years ago, bringing kingdom to earth. And let's keep following Jesus together and just keep walking together. That's my desire and prayer.
That's a good desire and prayer. Kingdom on earth, walking together. We thought this morning, you know, we've done a lot of talking, and we thought we could this morning ask you, what is your prayer for us as a community? What's your heart? And also, maybe a part B, what are you thankful to God for here as a community? And we thought what we could do is we write it down, right? This is my little creative idea this morning. You could write it down. And I said to Mel, let's stick it on the doors as you're coming in, right? I want to call it like the blessing door, right? So if we stick it on, you don't have to write your name or anything, just what your prayer is. Then for the next few weeks as we come to church, or maybe longer, maybe a few months, we'll leave it up there, you can be greeted by maybe someone else's little prayer for this place, someone else's thankfulness for what is, or a desire for this place to become, for us, not this building, but for us to become. And so there's some coloured cards there, and we wanted to not have like tiny little pathetic pen written on. We've got lovely texters that you can just like, you might want to draw a picture. Please don't make an aeroplane. But yeah, oh no, that's good. Where you pick a number and then open it, and then there's something in there. Yeah. Well, rather than having an ephod, we just go, Lord, give us a number, and then we go, yes, do it. All right, yeah, I like that. So we're going to give you a few moments. We're wrapping up here, and we're going to come to the table to just write down your prayer, your thanks to God for our community this year, because it's not us, as in Mel and I, or even the area team leaders a beautiful Nina. I had a mental blank there. Beautiful Nina or John or anyone else. It's us. And so could you do that? We're going to play some music. I actually don't know what this music is. I was hoping it might be AC/DC. Who knows? We'll see. No. We're going to play a bit of music, give you a few moments. And look, if you're a visitor here this morning, or you're listening to the podcast, maybe you're like, I'm totally new here, I don't know. Maybe this can be your thing to say, Lord, this is what I'm believing for as I walk with you today, this year, and this year in pilgrimage with you. This is my heart to you, this is my reflection. And so I'm mindful that you may be a visitor to our community and you're sat here thinking, well, this is nice. But you know, our prayer is that, and our true belief is that the Lord sees you, he loves you, and he's walking with you this year. And we do genuinely pray. We don't care about whether people come here. We really don't. We care that people fall in love with Jesus and go all over the world, and to wherever they are, they know he's there with them, and they're able to reflect some of that love they feel to others, right? That's what it's about. So if you're that in that category, please feel free and take it with you, or stick it on the door. It'd be amazing to see. Maybe we could pray for you as you go this day and see that and just go, Lord, yeah, will you do that this year for them? So hopefully that encompasses everyone in this place today. I've talked to a bit, hopefully you're writing it down, but Steve, cue the music. I'm excited to hear what it is. I'm going to do a creative interpretive dance while you're off. Just let me hear the words. Please write while I do the dance.
There will be joy in the morning.
I'm just listening for the words. You know, I love those really literal. In the morning, you have my heart. If it's not good, then he's not done. No, he's his not cards done on the chairs. There will be joy in the morning. Giving in to your feelings is like drowning in the shallow. Hold your card up if you've done it, so we can see, so we don't keep you any longer than we have to. I see that hand. Judy and Elliot. When you come to the end of your rope and you let go, it may feel like you're going down now, but the story isn't over. There will be joy. Good. Oh, I see Jason still riding, and so lovely Sarah too. Can I just also acknowledge this morning, right? You know, we talk about growing. Mel, you know, in her kind of our discussion about, you know, being in leadership, she was like, I will, just so you know, I don't like getting up the front or talking. That's not my jam. And here she is today. That's, I reckon, something we can actually celebrate and just say thank you, Mel. No, thank you for going beyond, like, your comfort zone for us, because I know you only do it because you love this crew here. You're not doing it because you like being up here. We wanted to finish by praying a prayer over you this morning, and then I'll invite you to the table. And when you come to the table, bring your card and just, like, do we have a bucket somewhere?
Yeah,
we'll find a bucket. Just chuck it in a bucket, then we're going to stick them up this week, ready for next week. So we actually have this prayer we want to pray over you today. We constantly do pray for you guys, try to, and try and walk with you in these ways. So it's from Numbers 6, 24 to 26. Many of you may know this as we started, but do you want to stand to your feet and we'll pray it together over you, Mel and I? So we're going to take a line each, not very long.
The Lord bless you and keep you.
The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you.
The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace.
Amen. Amen.
How good was that message? Thank you so much for joining us. Each week at West City, we say a benediction together. We do this because we believe that the purpose of the church is to be a caring community for the world, and that as we go and serve others, we enter into Christ's work of welcome, restoration, and healing, both for us and others. We believe that in doing so, we get to see and encounter Christ. So let's say the benediction together. We come together as the church to be reminded of the go of Christ. So we will go out and feed the hungry, go out and clothe the naked, go out and fight for justice, go out and end oppression, go out and proclaim anew the old, old story. Go out and associate with those who don't look like us, think like us, act like us, and don't even like us. And we'll do it all in the name of the one who sent us. His name is Jesus.